My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Reaction to the Browns in training camp and some things that aren't so good right now with them.
Things aren't so good in Boulder, Colorado. After Deion gets into it with a reporter, what does it all mean for the future of his brand of college football?
It's the emerging podcast scene presented by Extend Technologies on 92.3 The Fan Extra on the free Odyssey app.
The first 4 hours were simply an amuse-bouche.
I'm stuffed. I can't remember the last time I ate this much.
You sure you don't want no dessert?
Not for me.
I'm good.
Your table is now ready for Carmen and Lima's emerging podcast scene.
We're brought to you by Extend Technologies, XTENDAV.com. According to Zach Jackson of The Athletic, do you have the tweet in front of you, Anthony?
I do.
Okay, go ahead and read it.
I do. It would appear from Zach Jackson, quote, source, Browns rookie defensive tackle Michael Hall expected to be arrested following a domestic dispute on Monday night. That's all we know at this time. If we get more information, obviously, surrounding this, we will bring them to you.
Yeah. Do you want to?
It looks like the Browns now have a statement. Daryl has it. We're aware of the incident involving Mike Hall Jr. last night. Mike and his representatives have been in touch with the appropriate authorities. We're in the process of gathering more information. We'll have no further comment at this time.
Well, if this is true, it's beyond disappointing for a multitude of reasons. It's just very, very tough to hear. Lima, you were getting some texts earlier this morning, really early this morning. So it's, yeah, I mean, I hope you can hear it in us. Like that's tough. That's second round pick. And I'm not even talking about football. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. I think it's just a very, very disappointing thing.
Well, obviously over the last however many years, the NFL had been put front and center on a lot of the domestic situations.
Yep.
So they take them very seriously. We have not gotten really either side of the story here, right? So we want to be really careful there.
If it's true, it's...
But all we know is, you know, we're not going to see Mike Hall for a little bit. Certainly, his eligibility is going to be in question, you know, with the team during training camp, the preseason games, and then we'll get to the regular season, because even at this point, as we know by following any number of cases, certainly we have had to deal with that here in Cleveland, with various disputes and various criminalities. And then at times, no criminality, just allegations. We have seen suspensions in the NFL. So we'll see what happens here. But this is a tough one because, you know, new draft pick, somebody we know here in Northeast Ohio, somebody we have rooted for here in Northeast Ohio, locally at Streetsboro, then at Ohio State, and now to the Browns. This was shaping up to be a great story because he's showing so much promise. I mean, look at the film gurus talking about, you know, what he has the ability to do on the field, like get you really excited. You feel like you have a guy that either people slept on or, you know, you start to wonder why did he drop to where he dropped in the draft. And you're hoping that nothing comes of this. And furthermore, that you hope that nothing happened. You know, you hope that there.
Well, the most thing is you hope that nothing happened. I can't speculate. I won't speculate. It's just, again, if it's true, it's just a massive disappointment.
Well, right now you have an alleged victim.
If this happened, it's just a massive disappointment on a multitude of levels. For all the reasons you just said, he is a second round pick. He's a Browns player, and he is local, and it's been a nice story. And that is just a really tough bit of news to hear this morning. So we'll follow it. You know, you hope that you hope these things aren't true. You hope that the alleged victim is safe, obviously. And it's just it's a very, very disappointing thing to hear. Very disappointing. So kind of hard to move on after that.
Yeah, it's just we're getting so many texts right now from colleagues and
because again
people.
He's local, so
yes, people know him.
And I live in the town where he went to high school, so I basically have to hand my phone over because it's just nonstop. So again, first and foremost, you know, alleged victim. We hope that they are all right, and. You know, if this is true, it's just a massive disappointment.
Well, it's a devastating blow to start your career out with something like this.
Yes.
I mean, there are plenty of players that have been rehabilitated, that have had great stories after, you know, potential, you know, incidents that may have occurred or whatever. We're so early in this process. Mm-hmm. So we'll hope for the best.
And it's weird because I'll tell you, we get a lot of texts about a lot of things. And I got to tell you guys, like 95% are bogus.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Not I shouldn't say text, like DMs, you know, Facebook messages, random emails. And usually if you get one, you kind of don't do anything about it. You're like, whatever. But if you get two or three, then you're going to go, okay, like we got to start running this up some flagpoles. And we have heard some doozies over the last 13 years that the station has been on air. So when we first see these things, it's kind of a side eye where you put it together. And I was hoping it was a side eye type of thing. We have had guys over the last years, especially because there's more Browns players than any of the other players in the city, right? So there's a lot of people who, for whatever reason, they will make things up to start problems with people. And we've seen that over the last how many years? It seems that I was hoping that this was one of those things, and it apparently it isn't. So, again, it's you hope that everybody's safe. The alleged victim is allegedly safe, the alleged victim is safe. Mm-hmm. But it's just I cannot underscore it enough how much of a disappointment this is. So, again, we'll continue to follow it as best we can. You and I got into it about Deion. Not into it, but we had a discussion about Deion. I kind of wanted to take to the podcast. I felt we were having a really big one there, but it was at the end of the show. It was during Mitch Please, so I felt like it was time to kind of examine Deion and his time. It's getting harder for me to root for Deion or make excuses for Deion because I'm kind of – if I'm a betting man, I'm betting on the fall. I'm betting on the fall of whatever fall from grace this might be, which is not fun in its own right because I wanted him, in a way, I like Deion Sanders so much. I'm such a fan of his as a kid. I pull for him to change the way we look at these things. You know, Colorado, I've only seen it on TV. Dustin's been there. I didn't realize how hard of a school it was to get into. until just a few years ago. I didn't realize that it's really a tough school to go to school in. And that's why, you know, football is not the biggest thing there. Sports is not the biggest thing there. Academics is. Because I look at this place and go, God, it's beautiful. If you're into mountains and snow and grandeur and things like that, which a 40-year-old man might be into, I don't know if a 21-year-old man is into that or a 17-year-old on a recruiting trip. Those are kind of the things. And then you hear about some of the restrictions they've had on transfers before.
It's a tough place.
Budgeting for recruiting, things like that. Tough place to win, even though it's so beautiful. And they got a cool tradition with Ralphie and a couple of other things. And I wanted Dion. You know, I remember that game against TCU. You remember watching that game against TCU last year? And they beat a TCU team that really lost a whole bunch. But at that time, I mean, you're talking about a defending national runner-up against Colorado. Colorado wins. Everybody goes nuts. And I remember one of the commercials. I was painting my office. And the commercials were prime. Like, we're prime for this. Like, it was a Deion Sanders theme commercial for Colorado University. I'm like, man, they are all in on this guy. And it ended so poorly last season where, you know, he runs Sean Lewis out of town. The offense sputters after that. Shador notoriously holds onto the football for such a long period of time, and it's just getting tattooed because his offensive line ain't that great. And then there's the commitment to the transfer portal, to the NIL, and it just starts to scare me so much where I feel he looks like a coach, and maybe I'm wrong, but he looks like a coach where the walls are closing in. Like, CBS, any PR person would tell you, maybe they wouldn't prepare. Maybe they wouldn't prepare him for that. Maybe that was just a given and an oversight by PR, by the information director there at Colorado, that Dion would know maybe the difference between CBS Colorado, the local station, and CBSSports.com. Because there was, I think, an Athletic article. No, it was Awful Announcing that had three different things that CBS has posted here over the last month or so that has not put Colorado in a great light. The story by the former player who talked about the culture at Colorado, which just does not seem like a good culture, seems like it's the Wild West. The transfer portal stuff, putting him at the bottom of the coaches list. I think he was listed 15 out of 16 on that list, and that would probably irk a guy like Deion Sanders. So, and you watch how his team is. Like, there is talent on that team. Is there enough talent to win the conference? No. Is there enough talent to go to a bowl game? Yes. And for Anthony Lima, if Anthony Lima was first-year head coach Anthony Lima and they went 4-7 last year, 4-8 last year, it would be an acceptable thing because they were 1-11 last year and they really shouldn't even have won the one. So they're 1-11 the year before, they're 4-8. If they were 6-6, you're building something. But because Dion is Dion, if Dion were to talk about the process and things like that, it would buy him more time. But since Dion is Dion, now like 6-6 may not be good enough. And then becomes a conversation where people don't even trust you. Shador is done after this year. Do you leave with Shador?
Yeah, nobody thinks he's going to be there after this year. I mean, the way that people...
Which makes me feel bad because I'm like, well, I want you to finish this out. I want you to see this through.
Yeah, you make a commitment. You ask players to make a commitment. You're the coach. You're supposed to be in a position of leadership. You are supposed to be the guy that is going to be there. And look, we got out of control last year, all right? They had an amazing amount of energy around the program. They started selling that place out. They started all of a sudden, they're like in prime time and game day is doing huge features. You get 60 Minutes. He's on the cover of magazines. And that was earned. They earned that. They also, I'd say I'm responsible. We're responsible. Everybody's responsible.
Mm-hmm.
Got ahead of ourselves. I mean, all of a sudden we're asking, well, could he be the next coach at Ohio State? Could he be the next coach after Nick Saban at Alabama? Because we hadn't seen a coach do what he was doing in such a short amount of time. Hey, we're in such a bad culture. We have such a talent drain that we're going to change it overnight. All right, nobody can do that. I mean, Texas A&M tried to do it with one of the most expensive rosters you could ever buy a few years ago. It didn't work out. So we were seeing an amount of amazing energy. Let's face it. I don't think I'm being overly controversial in stating what I believe to be the obvious, which is there was an embrace of black culture we started seeing players on social media, mm-hmm. you know, being able to share their opinions. And normally, you know, like young players, they are to be seen and not heard, right? You're not supposed to really give them a pulpit, and they were all of a sudden. And so that was part of the energy. And the thought was, this is going to be a huge boon in recruiting. Everybody's going to want to be a part of this. We're going to have celebrities on the field at games like it's USC. Like, this is going to happen overnight, where rappers and Migos and whoever was just going to be there on the field, where they're going to come in the locker room and be a part of this program. And this is going to be infectious. And we're going to...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
To get everybody to start talking about Colorado and what we're doing.
It just...
But we got a hold of ourselves.
I'm rooting for them. I'm telling you, man, it sucks, because I don't want it to go the way I think it's going to go, and I think it's going to go in a terrible direction. I really do. Boy, I got a bad feeling.
And I wanted to give them the benefit of the doubt.
Oh, my God.
It seems like it is.
Because I don't want to do it just because it's different. I didn't want to be one of the people who said he's doing it differently, and that means it's going to go poorly. I didn't want to be that guy. But you have to have, every program has to have some dogs who believe in the program. You can get paid, and you can be NIL, and you can get what's yours, but you need dogs that believe in you, that believe in the program, really not even just believe in you, believe in what you're doing together. Because the dogs of the program will sit there, and people don't understand this, and let me try to explain it as best I can. Being around a lot of football coaches, right? You need guys who make the system their own, who buy into the system. They should know by now you could leave at any time, whether you're fired or whether you go and get another job. You need people where Colorado means something to them. You can bring in talent. You need to bring in talent. All right? But you have to have people that do have some talent, but it means something to them. If you don't have them, you're going to be restarting every single year. And he's restarting this year. So Colorado, they're committed. But if this starts to roll out of control, because it's not just losing, it's also going to be the stories that revolve around the losing. It's going to be about the whole rumors about guns in the locker room and things like that. Like, that's going to permeate. So if they go to 3-9 this year, it's not just 3-9. It's 3-9 with all this drama.
Yeah.
And I mean, hell, we're dealing with it right now. But like, we've seen it before.
Thing.
Like, we've seen where drama unfolds a season and then makes the season look worse than what it really is.
Here's the crazy thing. Their quarterback is who?
His son,
Shador. And where is he ranked right now in terms of college prospects?
Thought he was still number one.
Yes.
Yeah.
And yet, they are expected to win how many games?
three, four.
Holy cow, when does that happen?
I think a lot of people took the under.
When does that happen in college football?
I mean, if you want to play the Colorado schedule game,
normally it's just if you have one of the best quarterbacks in the country, you're going to at the very least be bowl eligible, right? Like, I know Patrick Mahomes, but we didn't know he was one of the best at the time. Like, this is by everybody, even people that probably hate Deion Sanders, are like, this kid has talent. But you were right about last year. There was a chance when you were watching him play, you're like, he's going to get killed. He's being put at risk.
He holds onto the ball forever. His offensive line wasn't good. Now, by the way, that's not a criticism. You can get better at getting rid of the football. You can get better at doing that.
Do they have the right coaches?
You can coach him.
Do they have the right coaches on that staff to do it?
Sean Lewis was that guy who was trying to help him do that. And then he ran him out of town and put Pat Shurmur in there. And Pat Shurmur, halfway through the season, where he's put in a bad situation, isn't going to really be able to cook up the offense even better than what Sean Lewis did. And that's the problem. Because you can be a guy at the high school, and I do mean this, college levels, you can be a guy who does not do X's and O's as well as the guy across the field from you. Now, if you find yourself in certain games, you will lose to that guy. But in a lot of ways, if you're a good recruiter, networker, and you got the right coaches with you, you're going to win a boatload of football games. That's in high school, and that's in college as well. If you can motivate them, recruit them, get them going in the right direction, and you have your good assistants, you could win. He had assistants. And he's running people out. That's not leadership. You're not being a leader. You can't just run people out halfway through the year. And it's not just Sean Lewis. It's other guys who jumped off that ship going, this is rough. This is not good. You can't do that for what I just said to you. That there's guys who want to believe in a program, but if their coaches are leaving, then they have no idea what's going on. And then they have no reason to not distrust you. So now you'll have a system of distrust. And again, for a team that was in its second season, if it's Anthony Limo or Owen Lotteman, second-year Colorado Buffs head coach, and you started off the year 1-2, you lose to either North Dakota State or Colorado State, which could both be a tough loss, all right? Or you beat one of those teams and then you lose to Nebraska. You can still look at the rest of your schedule. We got Baylor week 4. We got UCF. We don't know what UCF's going to be. I think a lot of people are buying in on UCF. So probably, like, if I'm looking at that from the outside, they're going to lose. Cincinnati could be anything by October 26. Texas Tech, if they lose that running back, they could be anything by November 9th. You get what I'm saying here? If they lose, why am I drawing a blank? Who's the quarterback for Kansas who always gets hurt? Oof. Who's the quarterback for Kansas? Either way, if they lose that quarterback, I mean, you're looking at a 4-win Kansas team, by the way. They're very heavy on that quarterback right now. You're looking at a 4-win, 5-win Kansas team where that's a throw-up. On this schedule as it is, you want to talk about winnable games. All right, under perfect conditions, Anthony. Tell me if you want me to stop. I don't know if
you're... No, but I think we get what you're saying. This is going to be brutal. Okay. This is going
to
be
a brutal schedule. And I'm telling you, if you start off 2-4, you still have a chance to go make a bowl game. I don't think they have a chance to go make a bowl game.
And look,
I think they'll quit.
He was a lightning rod from the moment he got there. I mean, in a similar way, nothing is similar, but in a way that like Lane Kiffin embraced being a lightning rod.
Yeah.
You know, Deion embraces it. He knows what he's doing. By the way, he knows exactly who that reporter is. He knows that's the guy coming down from Denver. He's interviewed him before. They've had one-on-ones. Like, Deion is... part of this is, don't forget, he has an in-house production team, I think, that he funds. So he has camera crews following him around, basically doing a documentary on him at all times. It's part of the Deion brand. That's kind of what you sign up for when you get Deion Sanders. Yeah. And so when it's good, it's awesome. But when it's bad, it's the worst of the worst. I'm rooting for good. I think he's interesting. And I think the way he was trying to do this was so outside of the box. But maybe you're seeing why it's outside the box.
I won't be able to defend him, though, if he leaves after this year and this thing is a mess.
Right, I agree.
And I already know the arguments that'll be brought up. And you might bring this up to me. LeVar Ball. Yeah. LeVar Ball made a total national ass of himself. But damn it, he got his kids over. You say whatever I want to about LeVar Ball, and I've said it all. But at the end of that, if we want what's best for our kids, a lot of us are willing to make asses out of ourselves. His son was definitely overdrafted, was drafted by the Lakers. Okay, he's an NBA quality player. But he got him over. For Deion, you did that. You got your son over. You said it. He's the number one prospect, which by the end of the season, you know, Garrett Nussbaum from LSU, who I picked as my dark horse to win
the Heisman.
Yeah. I don't think that's his last name, and I'm drawing a blank. I'm sorry. I'm getting texts out the ass right now. Sorry. The kid from LSU, Quinn Ewers. I mean, they might have better prospects. But you took advantage of other kids while you did that.
Nussmeier.
Yeah. Nussmeier. Thank you. Garrett Nussmeier. Yeah. You took it. Wow. And I picked him as my dark horse for the Heisman Trophy.
Dark horse.
Great job.
James, you know.
I don't think LeVar Ball took... What? You disagree?
Well, this I've said many times, LeVar Ball is a shining example of fatherhood to me. I don't know that this is the same thing because I don't know that I'd ruin 70 other kids' college experience.
I agree with you.
For my son to be
put up on
a pedestal.
That's exactly what it is.
I mean, I've lost a ton of respect for Dion because of this stuff.
This is tough. I mean, I grew up adoring, which you would look at me and go, what? Yeah, you can ask my father, man. My dad was annoyed. He thought it was stupid.
I think anybody in our time frame.
Our fathers, yeah.
Yeah, well, grew up going, hey, that's a guy you want to emulate. Because he was so, he backed up. He talked and he backed it up on the football field.
But when he was doing it himself, he could do it. Now you got to get other people to do it. And Owen, you know it, man. In Lima, you do too. Like, you want to get your own sons over, fine. That's great. Again, LeVar Ball did it. And I can say that LeVar Ball said some stupid stuff, did some stupid stuff. And I think they were stupid, but damn it, he can go kiss my ass. I got my son drafted number 2 overall. So he can always say that, and I can always say, you know what? You're right. I'm wrong. You're a father. That's what a father did. If you're just doing this to get Shador Sanders over, you are taking advantage, Owen said, 70 others, and you're doing that 2 times over because you did that for 2 years. And you're transferring all these guys out. He didn't just do that. The AD's on the hook. Your entire staff's on the hook. Guys move their freaking families to coach with you from all over the country. Then you jettison them. I mean, this is as ugly.
Is this what happens?
And as narcissistic as it could be, if that ends up being true. That's why... You better stick it out for another year if you can. He won't do it. I don't know if he will. Now I'm getting upset because I'm starting to think the worst, but here we are.
Is this what happens when we're living in the internet age and Dion, in many ways, has kind of embraced that, where it's just there's too much going on. It's flying too fast. The clock is moving, and it's storyline. Like, they embraced it last year. So Colorado, new headline.
Yeah.
They're the new thing. They're going to do it a different way. You better pay attention to the monster, the sleeping giant that has awoken in Boulder. And it's like, dude, you got to play the long game here. But he was never going to play the long game because of his kid. And so I think that's where he was at. He was at a bit of a crossroads. And so now we're left here. They're panicking. Imagine, I mean, Kenny, if they start out 0-5.
Oh, that's it.
I mean, that's it. They're both going to leave.
Does he say something worth firing him?
Yeah, right.
Or that might be the case as Shador played enough where he's like, we're out of here.
Right.
Oh, my God. You could never go to the state of Colorado again.
Oh, and all those people.
You can go to Fort Collins. I bet they'd welcome you. But yeah.
And all those people bought those tickets.
Oh, my God.
They got invested in the program. Their spring game, wasn't it a huge crowd?
You already know the obituary for the career because it would say you convinced the one Power 5 program that was that hard up, that embarrassed previously, that desperate, and you basically cleaned them out. You basically did that. Because I can't think of anybody, else. Remember, we were talking about him to Florida State. Bringing Travis Hunter to Florida State. Yeah. This is not good. I really hope all this is bluster and we're wrong. I want to believe in Dion. The look Owen's giving me is like, nope, we're going to be right. I really hope that this is just us being nervous and it's bluster and we're wrong, but I don't know if we're going to get that. And this is another one of those shining examples where, like, at some point, he's going to talk tough, and I think you're starting to see it now, where before, people would shut up because people would go after who was going after Dion. And the media, they'll play nice for a while. They start to see blood in the water. They'll go. They'll smell it. Yeah. They'll go. Yeah. And I think you're starting to see it. Now the fans, You can wear out your welcome real quick. I mean, we're going into year two. The season starts for them in, like, what, 3 weeks? Yeah, this is not a good. This is not good here. This is pretty rough stuff. But that was just this started off with a press conference that turned into all this. So you and I, the way we just talked, and Owen as well, I'll throw Owen in to a certain degree. This has kind of been sitting on our chest for a while. I can tell you and I have both been wondering, like, there's some things here that I don't know if I like, because you liked it too because it was different. He did not.
And you know, part of it is it's a throwback to when I started watching college football. Yeah. Colorado was good.
Yeah.
I loved their uniforms. They were cool. Everything about Colorado was awesome.
And he wasn't rolling copies for anybody or anything like that. He was just, it was Dion. And he wanted to see if it worked. And right now it ain't working. And that is not good.
He's not a dumb guy. Like, that's the thing about this. He knew everything he was doing was very calculated. And I said all the way down to the fact he had a video crew following them 24/7. But did you ever think maybe there's a reason why Nick Saban wouldn't want a film crew following his team 24/7? Maybe there's a reason these teams all weren't doing it the way that Dion wanted to do it. And that's the harsh reality, I think, of a lot of this. We're like, new. This is awesome. This is new. This is the new frontier of college football.
Mm-hmm.
It's like maybe there's a reason the old way was better. That's all.
Yep, that's it.
Donovan Mitchell, top 10 sexiest athlete in sports, number 9.
Well, I thought we were done with the podcast.
I could drop it right there. Number 9.
Number 9.
Donovan Mitchell, your thoughts.
Number 9.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh,